finally someone has taken a countersuit to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Did you see this?
No, but it's about time.
Isn't it about freaking time? And this group, it's called the DJKM, that's Dr. James Kennedy Ministries, who has been identified by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group, has now sued the SPLC, Amazon, and this other outfit called GuideStar for basically for defaming their character. That they're not a Dr. Kennedy is not a hater. He even says the SPLC has damaged DJKM as an anti-LGBT hate group. Now, I say that, this is exactly backwards. In our modern era, we have lost the ability to order things correctly, or to even diagnose or designate the order correctly. And what I mean by that is this: it is not charitable. Not charitable to be, you actually are hating by embracing and promoting lesbianism and sodomites and revolts and rebellion against nature itself, which are ultimately revolts against God, the supernatural creator of said nature. There's nothing charitable about that. Charity and actual virtuous and noble behavior would be the opposite. It would be to say, no, I will not support, do not endorse, and wish to caution you and have you know about what mortal sins, these are lethal, damning you to hell, mortal sins you're committing, and then you're encouraging others to commit. Now, today in 2017, that's going to ruin your reputation on Facebook and on Twitter and where certain other individuals out there, and get you labeled a an opposite of what you are, what you should be, as a hater. These are acts for charity. And I guess Dr. Kennedy is the first person that's brave enough to stand up to these creeps. Listen to this. These false and illegal characterizations have a chilling effect on the free exercise of religion and on religious free speech for all people of faith. The right declared. After having given the SPLC an opportunity to retract their defamation, we have undertaken this legal action seeking a trial by a jury of our peers to preserve our own rights under the law and to defend the religious free speech rights of all Americans, the DJKM president concluded. The lawsuit laid out charges against the SPLC, GuideStar, and Amazon. Quote, SPLC acted knowingly, intentionally, and with actual malice in publishing the hate map that included the ministry and in publishing the SPLC transmissions to GuideStar that included the ministry. SPLC's conduct in making these publications was beyond the reckless disregard for the truth standard required by Alabama law for punitive damages. The suit claimed that, quote, the ministry suffered special damages in its exclusion from the Amazon Smile program as a result of SPLC's publication of the hate map and the SPLC transmissions, close quote. Specifically, Dr. John Kennedy Ministries, DJKM, brought the lawsuit under the Civil Rights Act of 1964 for religious discrimination under the Lanham Act for trafficking in false or misleading descriptions of the services offered under the ministry's trademark name and for defamation under Alabama common law arising from, quote, the publication and distribution of information that libels the ministry's reputation and subjects the ministry to disgrace, ridicule, odium, and contempt in the estimation of the public, close quote. And there's much more on this, and I'll get into it as time permitting here. So it's about time someone took the the frauds at the Southern Poverty Law Center to task for the infamy that they bring and for the lies and slanders that they bring to so many Christian peoples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely right. By their own definition, they are a hate group. And their actions make no sense to me. Now, what was the name of this group again?
The
Dr. Kennedy said?
Yeah, D. James, I said John, it's James. D. James Kennedy Ministries, DJKM.
In Alabama.
In Atabanda, Baba Banda.
Okay, well, they no longer show up on the Southern Poverty Law Center page here.
Well, and also I say this with a little bit of knowledge about this and how this stuff works and plays out, that the Southern Poverty Law Center does what it does because tens of millions of dollars are donated to this chicken poop outfit here by corporations like Apple. And someone now has finally pointed this out. Somebody pointed this out to me, and I said, dude, I pointed that out. I said that. Yeah, you didn't say it forcefully enough. I said, I don't know how much more forceful I could say it. An Apple computer should not be putting any money into the pockets of these people who are in the employ of Mammon. Well, that, mm-hmm. And Beelzebub, Lucifer, Satan, whatever you wish to call him. And it's not just Apple. It's other major corporations that are giving. Like, Apple gave $1 million. Yeah, Tim Cook, 2 weeks ago, pledged $1 million to the Southern Poverty Law Center after Charlottesville. Why? When the Southern Poverty Law Center is partially responsible for bringing Charlottesville and other race wars about by what it is that they do.
That's right. They're instigators. They're big-time instigators. They get themselves into so many local issues and they're not even relevant to a small community and what the desires, needs, and wants of that community are. They've done this for a long time, and it's the same thing with the ACLU. ACLU gets themselves involved in so many things that are extra-constitutional that they end up driving a lot of the agenda for what's seen before the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. because they somehow get it in there. You know, the general populace doesn't understand the concept of how the Constitution is supposed to work in the first place. So it's an easy win for them, make themselves more prominent. And in the same way, those guys are receiving big, big money. Southern Poverty Law Center is doing the same thing. They're lining their pockets with this cash right now. And all they have to do is provide a non-service or be disruptive just to the point where they have a small number of followers. And I've seen this in other places, in other countries too, where you just have a small agitation group that are funded by just a few, I wouldn't say elites, but corporations and people who have a different perspective on how to take your money from you. And they use groups like this to be able to line their own pockets. And by lining these guys' pockets, you know, they're making them much more of a dangerous group to deal with day by day. I think something like this should have happened a long time ago to give them a slap of reality that you just can't go around with malice and slander different people and different organizations because your interpretation is incorrect.